Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and today I want to talk to you about sales pitches from marketing companies. Now, the reason why I want to talk about this is not to throw people under the bus, because that does no one any good, but actually to shed light on the fact that a lot of marketing companies are using this tactic of trying to throw people under the bus to get attorneys like you to switch who they're working with. So I just want to tell you some of the tactics I've seen out there and how you can prevent yourself from making a bad decision. And since 99% of the people getting this podcast do not work with Speakeasy Marketing, this is not a ploy to get you to work with Speakeasy Marketing, but simply to inform you not to be snookered by a sleazy company that's using underhanded tactics. And here's what I consider underhanded, and I'm going to tell you how to turn it to a good purpose, okay? So typically what will happen is you'll either get a call or an email from, you know, a marketing company, and they'll say, oh, we've reviewed your site with one of our senior design experts, and we found a lot of problems. You know, you're really missing out on a lot of traffic that you could be getting. And we ran this report for you, and here's 15 things that are wrong with your site. So you'll get a report like this. And some of these reports are pretty good. Some of them are not. We've seen a lot of them have bad English, as if the person is from overseas, like India. A lot of the reports will just be, you know, flat out wrong. They'll say, oh, your website's not coded for mobile, and it is. Or, oh, you're, you know, they'll be generic. Oh, your landing pages are not interesting to visitors. Or, you know, your rankings are sporadic, and, you know, they're not good. Or I'm Googling this, and I'm not seeing you. You know, what I would do is check with your current SEO provider, send them the report, and if who you have is good, they'll go over the report, and they'll address each of the items in turn, and they'll tell you, yes, this is valid, we're going to fix it, thanks for letting us know, or no, it's not valid, I wouldn't worry about it. When we get reports like this from our clients, 9 times out of 10, every point in the checklist is either BS, or there may be one or two things that we missed. But you know what we do? We thank the attorney, the client, and we say, all right, no problem. These two things, you know what? We did miss them. Now let's fix them. So it's going to help improve your website to get these reports. Instead of seeing them as a bad thing or letting them strike fear in your heart, you know, if you do have a lot of things wrong with your website, fine. Then it's valid. But a lot of these reports, again, they're just literally filled with lies, or they use trickery or jargon that you're not going to understand as an attorney. You'd only understand as, let's say, a website guy. And they use that to scare you and upset you and make you think like, oh, you're missing out on rankings and you're missing out on business. And so I just encourage you not to get really upset about it. Send it to your SEO guys. Let them address it. If they don't address it, that's a problem. If they get all upset with you, that may reveal a hidden problem. But there may be some things in these reports, again, that could be fixed to make your website better. Do that. Go for it. If you do see there are valid points, maybe you do want to change SEO companies. That's up to you. But again, don't make that decision out of fear. Don't make that decision out of feeling like you're going to lose out on something. Okay? I'm going to tell you some more tactics that we've been seeing lately. Phone call. They'll say, oh, again, I see your website really needs a lot of improvement. You're missing out. You know, let's get on the phone. And they get on the phone with you and they say, well, we just called your top competition and they're going to be working with us possibly, but we wanted to give you a chance to work with us. You know, this is some false scarcity. Come on. You know, oh, okay, they talked to the top guy and he's just about ready to work with them, but they'll make an exception for you. You know, come on. It's like a kindergarten tactic. And if they're a real company, they don't need to do that kind of stuff, you know? If they tell you, oh, your company's terrible and you should fire them and get rid of them, and they throw your current company under the bus, well, I also advise you to think about that, you know? If they're talking like that about your past company, not knowing really anything about them, well, what are they going to say about you? They're going to probably talk down to you or talk derisively about you and just see you as their next ATM deposit, you know? So anyone that throws other people under the bus, I would say, you know, he that points the finger has four fingers pointing back at him. So take that into consideration too, you know. The other company may not comment on your current company's performance. They may suggest improvements. All that's valid. But don't go throwing people under the bus with lies. Why do that? It just makes you look bad And it's that shouldn't be someone you want to get involved with. Another type of tactic is they'll send you a report and they'll say your website should be listed on these 500 websites and it's missing from 86 of them, or your address is wrong on these 94 websites, you must fix it. Well, when we've looked at those reports, they'll get 500 garbage sites that have nothing to do with anything, that won't help you with your ranking, all these BS directories that aren't helpful to you at all, and they'll claim your listing is wrong or it's inaccurate and it's going to hurt you in Google. Again, not relevant to you, not going to help you. Pass this list on to your guys. But again, there's only really a core group of 40, 50, maybe 60 websites at most, and probably only really 20 that are important. So I wouldn't worry about lists like that make you upset and make you think you're missing out. The last thing I would worry about is guarantees. So there's plenty of companies out there that said, oh, we guarantee that we'll get you on the first page of Google for this keyword, that keyword, and this. No one can guarantee. You know how they guarantee? They'll buy some pay-per-click for you, maybe 20, 50 bucks worth, and they'll show you, oh, look, here you are for this keyword, here you are for that keyword, but it's false because they can't do it organically. They can't do it using Google search. No one can do it overnight. Not possible. It takes really 4 to 6 months to get a good result. So if they're promising you immediate results, if they're guaranteeing results, it's just not going to happen. If you're in a major metro, why magically can this company get you on the top of Google and everyone else not get on the top of Google? And do you think they're going to call someone else right after they called you and offer the same thing? You know, physically on a page of Google, there's only really 3 or 4 spots that are considered the quote-unquote top of the page. So if you're in Los Angeles or Houston or New York or any metro, even a medium-sized metro, forget about a huge one, how is that supposed to happen? They're magically going to fool Google's algorithm, or they've got some secret way, or they're partnered with Google to get you to the top. It's just not going to happen. So that's why I'm telling you this. I hope you take it to heart. And again, be positive, not negative. Hopefully this doesn't sound negative to you. I'm trying to be positive, but I know you're probably frustrated by getting pitched constantly by these marketing companies. And I'm frustrated that you guys are exposed to this. And, you know, we do have to deal with it on some part. So I just wanted to expose the underhanded tactics that these companies are using. And I hope this helps you avoid some pitfalls. Talk to you soon. And if you do want help with your marketing, up to you. Give us a call. Number is 888-225-8594. Website is www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. Take care.